Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 23rd of February. It is pod number 762. You're expecting the Mindset Monday replacement, but unfortunately now for personal reasons, today I can't do that. Got a Sam issue to resolve. So that will now move to Monday, and in thinking about and doing all this, I'm going to make some changes to the pod, which I will come on to very shortly. But we've got a plan out of lockdown. I think it's one of these moments where we've now got to just try and look forward. What's happened has happened. There will be inquiry into it. The UK death rate doesn't make a lot of sense. Why it's so astronomically high, and obviously mistakes have been made and we could all bang on about it, but I think today is a day for looking forward at things that we can start to enjoy. I've spent a big part of the last 3 months moving away from and getting I think the phrase would be things I have to do to things I want to do, and having more of I want to do that in my life than I have to do that. I made a monumental decision yesterday and I binned my Tottenham season ticket off. Now West Ham fans are probably jumping up and down going, we did it to him. No, not really. I haven't enjoyed it for a long, long time. I got my season ticket, God knows, 35, 36 years ago, something like that. Yeah, I've had some great times, absolutely loved it, and it's still and will continue to be a big part of my life, Tottenham, but they're sort of pressing you to make decisions. I paid money last year, obviously we couldn't go. They're going to have a massive new stadium, which I've been to and enjoyed the season that we had there, but I don't enjoy the football side of it anymore. I don't enjoy the whole thing. I tend to like the pre-match beer before and after, as opposed to going to the actual game. It's almost become a feeling of obliging that I feel I've got to go because I've got a ticket. Obviously, doing what we do, trading football, it does get in the way as well when you're trying to run around with a phone and do it, trade matches. So the whole thing, I just thought I actually don't enjoy it anything like I used to. With the new stadium, I will be able to get a ticket for most games if I wanted to go to a game. But I can't really see where the club's going or what they're doing, and I bang on and moan about it and get myself wound up about it when I don't really need it in my life to that degree. So I've binned it. Yeah, so that's the first start of me doing things I want to do rather than have to, and it was certainly a feeling of having to go to Spurs because I woke up and thought I've got a ticket and there's a match on today. When I first got my season ticket, genuinely was with the sort of view of I'd struggled to get cup final tickets in the 80s when I was younger, and I thought, well, if you've got a season ticket, then you're guaranteed a cup final ticket, thinking that Tottenham were a half-decent cup side. We went to an FA Cup final in 91, haven't been to one since, and we've been to two Carabao Cup finals, well, three this year, but obviously no fans for this one. So that was sort of I never intended to go to every single game for the rest of my life, but I have done. Pretty much. It's quite whilst it's probably a small thing and people will say, oh, you're just throwing your toys out of the pram because of recent results, I genuinely am not. It's, you get to an age of reflection, I think I actually don't enjoy doing it like I used to. I will still go to games, you know, I'll still go and have a beer with Suggsy and go to games, but it's that feeling of having to, I want to get rid of, which is something I'm looking at in my life. And that brings me on to this podcast. Some of you will like this, some of you won't. I'll probably lose some listeners, followers, but so be it. Again, it's moving to this things you want to do to things you have to do. Obviously, we have lived in a year that none of us want to live again, a completely unreal situation. A lot of reflection and things go on for how you want to live your life. Obviously, we've had the baby born in Malta last April. Sam did get out to see him in the summer, but hasn't seen him since. We, like the rest of you, have been locked down. And when I started this podcast back in, whatever it was, January 2019, I don't think I ever envisaged, oh, I'm going to do a podcast every single day for the rest of my life. It was first done to see if I could do it. It then obviously took off, became quite popular. It was a lot different by then. I tried to numerous times to try and get some more structure and content to it, but it's not always easy because of time. I committed in my head to do a year. I thought I'm just going to do a year of podcasts, which I did, didn't miss a day. That has now become 2 years and more. And certainly when we got to COVID situation lockdown in March 2020, I thought it was quite a good vehicle to help people. Obviously, we were in a completely new situation then. So we threw in recipes and stories and book reviews and whatever else it may be, just really to give people half an hour of something to look forward to and get on. As we now look to life going forward and hopefully a return to normality as much as possible over these next 2 or 3 months, I was going to wait till the end of this lockdown, but just with time constraints I'm feeling at the minute, and again this wanting to and having to, as a daily event this podcast is going to cease from Monday. Before you all scream and shout, I am going to do Mindset Monday on Monday, and I'm going to continue to do that every Monday. I am going to do the EPL preview every Friday. I am going to do a stats podcast on a Tuesday. I'm going to do the stats from that weekend because a few people have liked the fact that I've just posted the second half goals and things. So I'm going to elaborate on that and do some more short-term strats. Stats using the heat maps of things that are hot at that moment. So I'm going to do that on a Tuesday. It will give me more time to plan for it. And I'm going to do a trading podcast on a Saturday to cover the weekend. So if there's when the NFL season resumes, I will do the NFL on the Saturday and I'll do any football trades for the weekend. I've just resumed doing the horses. That eats another hour of my day minimum in the morning. And then I've got to keep all the databases and everything up at night. My choice. I want to do that. I want to take that forward. The football, obviously, at the minute, the volume is mad. And I'm not going to lie. I have struggled, you know, day in, day out. You know, it just feels like there's no break from it. Obviously, we're going to get to the end of the season. We will have that summer break. And then hopefully things go back to normal. So I've had my own different issues with areas of it, and the fact of trying to do a podcast or feeling again I have to every day, and then keeping that going forward, I've decided that it's just not something that I want to do. I think that a lot of them are poor because I'm just running around trying to fit it into the day and say something to keep this run going, which is my run. Nobody's forced me to do it. So as of Monday the 1st of March, we'll have the next Mindset Monday. Then I'll do the stats on Tuesday. I'll do Wednesday and Thursday. There won't be a podcast. I'll do the EPL preview on Friday. I will do a trading podcast on Saturday. All other trades and horses that happen through the week will move to the Telegram group. I will look to add more people to that. Again, that just has become a time issue at the minute. I'm just trying to reclaim time back. You know, the fact of going on holiday, jumping in a toilet on a train to make a podcast, doing it in the bathroom in Las Vegas is, you know, it is ridiculous. If I go on holiday, the podcast in essence will stop. I will do a couple just to touch base and share some stories of things going on. But this, I've got to get off at some stage, this thing that I've created, this real hamster wheel I've created of doing one every day. I was very close to not doing one today just with things happening here, and I thought, no, this is it. This sort of cemented my mind. It's nothing anybody else has done. It's purely just me looking to claim some time. But I want to put more time into my trading. I want to get that better for everybody. I want to get the FTS processes sorted out so they're better for everybody, which is difficult mid-season. That's something to focus on in the summer. Sam and I do want to plan some holidays, and I don't want to feel that I've got to be running around working all the time. So somehow I need to claim some time back so that when we do that, I'm okay. So I hope you all understand. I know there'll be people who go, oh, bloody hell, you know, and it will initially probably be a hole for me as well, until we get moving again. But I do think the 4 a week will give much better content. Won't be so rushed. It'll enable me to plan them better, get them out better, instead of just trying to rush around and fit them into a day somewhere where I get a window in between doing all the football prep, horse racing starting, football starting. I just want to be able to get into that routine. So that will be it from Monday the 1st of March. I'm going to, when the pubs open, obviously when we see how they do that in May and how many numbers are allowed and what the score is with people mixing, it may well be June when he says that we're back to normal. I will have this FTS pub day. I'm going to pay for it out some trading winnings, which I'm going to video and show you. And I'm going to then have a raffly type thing, if you like, for people to attend, and we'll knock that money out. And we will be looking to do Lingfield in November. I have emailed them already. I may well have some summer meetup as well, just depending on, you know, I think we've all missed out and would like to get out and see human beings, wouldn't we? Depending on what we do regarding, Sam's going to go to Malta at some stage, the first chance she gets. On our own initially, I would like to then get out there at some stage. Obviously, we then would like to book probably a US holiday. So just some things that we've been talking. Sam's in a really bad way at the minute with all this. And yesterday was the sort of first step to some positivity. Actually, she can get out and see her grandson and do some normal things. But as I keep saying, we are by no means the worst. So in a long roundabout way, I've basically told you that there's not going to be 7 podcasts a week. There's going to be 4, and I hope they'll be better. And I will move to that from Monday. So there'll be 1 every day this week, and then Monday will be Mindset Monday, and then we'll move on from there. Football-wise, I have a couple for you today. It's not a massive amount. We've got Championship, which obviously is seeing low goals, and League One, which has been a bit of a pig for me anyway this year. Be glad when that's all gone. But I have got a first half goal in League One, which is Hull versus Ipswich. A first half goal, Hull Ipswich, so a late first half goal. And I did have a late second half goal somewhere, which is the Championship, Wickham and Reading. So Championship, Wickham, Reading, a late second half goal. Guys, I will be back tomorrow. I'll let you all know about Lingfield. Those of you who want to come as soon as possible, we'll do the same thing. Day's racing, stay overnight, breakfast, etc. So I'm going to speak to them as soon as they've got some details, and I'll get that booked. And I hope I haven't, hope it doesn't cause major upset. I'm sure it won't. I'm sure, normal people, you reasonable people, you'll all understand. But as I say, we'll carry on as normal, and then I'll be back with Mindset Monday, and we'll have the new routine from there. Take care, have a lovely Tuesday. Look forward to planning your holidays and things, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.